What's going on? What's up, Listen Orlando? This is your boy Jordan. I am excited to be back and doing this show. There's a lot that's been going on in the world. You know, you got a pandemic happening. You got shakeups of this, shakeups of that. So I'm going to say this. Welcome back, baby. I know that those that have been following this little, I would say the word show instead of podcast is, you know, we've been test marketing it for a minute. It's something that was a brainchild of mine way back in the day. So we're talking about 2011, basically March the 3rd, 2011, when this idea came about to just kind of spit the word of God from the church service. And then Tuesday, we just kind of talk a little bit about something and add a little spin to it and being myself. And then we reversed and made it the Orlando Road Dog. And that's been out there for a hot minute. It's put out a lot of shows and then removed them and then put them back out there little by little. And you know, it's just been quiet. You know, I'm a programmer, a music person, a marketer, and we've been utilizing the space of test marketing. So the test marketing, I think, is over, baby. And we're here. This is the new format. It will be Listen Orlando. And there's not going to be just me, your boy Jordan. There's going to be other folks that's going to be joining the fray. Some going to be permanent. Some going to be kind of splashes of their brand every now and then. And then there's going to be some that's going to be coming in at certain points on a regular basis. But it's going to be two of us rocking it on a regular basis. And I want to introduce this brother, my boy Sabian, aka Art by Sabian. What's going on, Sabian? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, brother. Good morning to you, my man. This is Sabian from Art by Sabian. Good to see you guys. And we are excited about this podcast. Wanted to say we are super grateful to be here and just thankful that we are able to try to share some things. There's a lot going on in the world right now, like James said. You know what about the pandemic and you know, kind of take it from there, but let's talk about things and that we see that could better ourselves, better our lives, and can of course try to encourage other people.
Amen, bro. Amen. That you know what, that's what I'm talking about, bro. I love the fact that, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, you know, we all got different talents, you know, and that's what it boils back to. And before we kind of talk a little bit on that topic, I just want you to kind of, you know, give an overview. Tell people who Sabian is, man. You know, give us a little bit of knowledge, man. You know, people don't know who you are, bro. Because I know, you know, you. I mean, I know how bad you are when you're crossover and brands with the whole Marvel and the Disney mixed in together. That's just one element, but this brother. Yeah. You know, for the ears out there that's listening, I'm letting you know, this brother's bad, man. You know, that's all I got to say, man. I'm yielding. Go ahead, bro. Tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you, James. anyway, I'm Sabian T. Willis. I'm from originally from Gary, Indiana, and I guess my gift, the talent, would be is art. Something I discovered when I was really young, and found out it wasn't just a, you know, a passerby, you know, do a little bit of, but really was something that I could really be great at and became really good at. And it came down to Florida because I wanted to, since I was 7, to become an animator at Walt Disney World. So nice. It was always a dream goal. And we had, I started out with the college program here at Disney. There was an invite Disney sent out to, you know, all the colleges. At the time I was at Columbia College, just graduated from high school. I went to Emerson School of Visual and Performing Arts in Gary, Indiana, School for Gifted and Talented, and then go to a regular high school. And then from there, we had people at Emerson that knew they had kids or their adult kids that worked at Disney. So they heard about some things that was going on, about the program. and they sent the information. I was in college at the time after I graduated, and that information got to me, and I came out to Purdue Calumet, which was in Gary, Indiana, where I had they did like an interview on the spot, and that led to me being able to come to from leave Gary, Indiana, which at one point was the murder capital of the world, and to start a new, brand new life. And I remember when we got the letter, my mom and I was super excited, and we were in tears and about it, and then I was going to be having a whole life change, and my dad found out about it too, and of course, you know, we parents been together for 50 something years, but at the time, you know, he was working, come in, my mom explained it to him, he's like, I guess we're gonna be rolling to Disney World, and we drove in the truck, came out a snowstorm, so when we got to Disney World, dropped me off, I actually had we still had snow in the back of the truck, and people were like, what is that? Came out the truck with you know, just blizzard coats, and they're like, you know, it's Florida, you don't need all that here, but we still had snow melting in the back of the truck. And so yeah, that was very
that's wild, man, that's crazy.
And from there I ended up being I started out as attractions host at Disney World, worked at Disney total of 25 years or so, maybe about 25 years, and I started as attractions host, then I got into characters, you know, just meet and greet and networking is definitely the key there. And then eventually got to my goal where I was going to be an animator. There was an opportunity came up for me to work at a program that was called a YES program, which stands for, YES stands for Youth Education Series. Did that program where we actually worked with kids that were ADD or special needs, and we would teach them how to draw. And the people that was volunteering to teach us how to look, they would look for artists in the park, and people that like to draw. And that was me. I fell in that arena. They trained me up. They were animators, by the way. They were animators that were volunteering. And then that ran this course for about 5 months or so. And then another opportunity came up as opportunity and grind equals success. I was grinding on my art the whole time. And that opportunity came up equals to a successful situation. And then I was looking for people to be on the animation tour. And that is how I ended up doing animation. And I was there. They was doing Mulan, Hercules, and Tarzan. So I'm always up there a while back. But it's been a while now since I've not been at Disney on animation under their umbrella in that source, because I have from there I ended up getting into caricatures, and I also did face painting caricatures for about 14 years. I did about face painting for 12, and a lot of professional art fields. And then from there, now I'm in the middle of trying to get my comic book done, which is something I came up with when I was 13. So that was before Disney.
See, that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's crazy what's up story. Right there.
So I'm here today, and yeah, we just need to definitely, you know, I'm always trying to promote art and get it out there to people. So a lot of people that have these gifts, and you know, we got shunned a lot. And you know, artists is always known as the starving artist, or yeah, you know, get a real job. We've heard it all, you know, but you know, we got to thank our George Lucas's and our Walt Disney's and, you know, you know, Steven Spielberg's. The reason why we still have these artists, we need them and y'all need us. We wouldn't be too far without them, because when you look around, everything around you is art, you know. So,
bro, that's that is powerful
in a nutshell. And
that is so powerful, bro. That's like you said, that's you in a nutshell, man. And that's just a taste. And I know the brother gave his history, and you know, when he came to our fair city and so on and so forth. And I'm gonna say this, when you guys get a moment, you got to check out artbysabian.com. Google it, you'll find it, you'll get there, you'll be blown away. I'm just telling you straight from the heart that, you know, by far nobody can be who you are, you know. I mean, it's kind of a mixture of some crazy saying that I always say, and it's all good, but at the end of the day, the brother's bad, man. I'm just gonna call it like I see it. I mean, we work on projects ultimately, and we do the things we do together and stuff like that, but I'm telling you straight up, this is the real deal, man. There's a lot of talented people out there, and And this is one of them, man. So speaking of talents, thinking about gifts that we all have. I mean, people know on my end, I got the gift of gab. You're creative. You do the web. You know, you do the music and so on and so forth. I just recall that at the end of the day, we all are kind of woven inside of that womb, right? And it's at a moment that God says, okay, you know what? You're going to do this. You're going to do that, you know, and then you find your niche. You find that thing that works for you when you probably are a little kid, you know, you may get a bug and be like, oh, you know, I'm going to play that guitar. I'm going to play that piano, or I'm going to, in Sabian's case, I'm going to draw, you know, and it becomes raw talent. It becomes like second nature to you. And today's topic, we just want to talk about your gifts and what you're going to do with them, you know, and of course, kind of underlining, you're going to have haters that's going to hate. You're going to have situations that's going to come about. But the key is, what are you doing with the gifts that you have, you know?
True, man.
What's your thoughts on that, bro?
Well, you know what? I remember it was a video I remember having. I might have sent it to you one time. It was Steve Harvey mentioned about a gift and kind of explained it in a really good, simple nutshell. And I was like, man, that's really profound. It basically goes, your gift is something you do extraordinarily well that takes very little effort. And whatever whatever that gift is in you guys out there, hello fam out here, you know, it's to find that gift that you do extraordinarily well, that takes very little effort. And it's usually what you're supposed to be doing. My saying on that is find something you love to do that you would be willing to do it for free, and then find a way to get paid for it. And on a bad day, when you don't feel like doing it, you could do it for free anyway. And then it's no longer a job, and now you're in your element. And that's kind of the key. I teach a lot of my students, you know, when I coach as well, and, you know, students on how to, you know, become artists and be better artists. Sometimes I take what you got, kind of, you know, love them where they at and build from them. You get your 9-year-olds, your 10, your 12, and mostly try to work with 12-year-olds to kind of at that point. And they're like, where they can make some solid decisions and they understand what you're talking about. And they don't get too frustrated when you tell them the raw truth about what's going on with their heart.
And, exactly.
You can humbly love them. You can love them to death that way, you know. But 9-year-olds might be a little bit more sensitive sometimes. I love it. Love to teach. I'm always into the teaching thing. I'm not more of a, I mean, my mom used to try to get me into teaching. And I did that for a while as a substitute teacher, but I was like, no, these kids are too bad. They need you.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's a different society, man. It's a different day now, man. It's funny you touch on that. That's funny, man.
Yeah,
because
we both were substitute teachers at one time at the same time.
Oh, and yeah, bro. I remember that, man. It was crazy.
And yeah, man, these kids are something else. But I'm more of a seminar guy. Get me in a room with about 30, 40, 50 people, and let's have a one-time talk. And let's find out who the real artists are in here when I go to schools now. So I try to pinpoint that a little bit more accurate as opposed to sit down, Johnny, and stop passing notes, Sally, type of atmosphere. So yeah, that's me on that.
Amen, bro, on that end. And I when you talk about just the kids, I remember when I was a kid and thinking back, like, wow, you know what? You have this special talent of this. You have this special talent of that. Nobody knows, but you start seeing things that other people are doing. And then if you are one of the kind of people that you kind of catch on, like, I'm pretty sure for you, when you probably started drawing, there was probably like an instance that some older cat was probably talking to you and saying, like, dang, like, you picking that up pretty fast. You know what I'm saying? I think that method is kind of missing today. You know, like back in the day, you used to be like, oh, you know, I don't know anything about, let's say, building something. You know, let me see what you're doing. Let me draw it out. Let me read it. Because, I'm not saying that we're old, but what I'm about to say is we didn't have the internet back then,
right?
You know, right. In the 80s, It was more of, I know the kids laugh at it today when you say Encyclopedia Britannica. They're like, what is that? Like, what are you talking about? That's
too many words to pronounce. What's that?
and it's funny. It's funny, bro. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you find your niche, right? Whether it being a car mechanic, whether, you know, the old cliche, whether you being good at sports or playing an instrument, right? And ultimately, my neighborhood, it was across the street. I had a full blown band. I mean, my boy Alan, and I plug people, baby. So my boy Alan Phillips with the group day, and over in the Heights. That ultimately, man, you know, seeing that as a kid, I'm like, okay, we're gonna form our own band. You know, I'm gonna get the trash can because, you know, we ain't got no drums. So the trash can was the drum, and you know, I think I got a whooping for busting the trash can open. And we're hitting it too hard, and then we took the, you remember the 8-tracks? You remember the 8-track tape?
I do.
So baby, we put a piece of tape over our old 8-track tape, and then we got a microphone into the big old stereo system that was probably about the size of half of a car, and all it had was a little thing inside and your turntable, and we did our recordings in there, bro. And I'm just thinking back, like, wow, no internet, you know, don't we know what that was back then? But it's like you saw something in somebody else, and then you just figured it out on your own, like. So, bro. Oh, wait. Before I go into that, sorry about that, bro. Let's pay the bills. I'm gotta remember, we gotta pay the bills, baby.
Of course.
All right. So today's show is brought to you by Tiger Pride Day. Now, those of you that live in this fair gray city of Orlando, you know of the Jones High School. And basically, Tiger Pride Day is coming up, baby, in 2020. And it's going to be happening up in February the 5th, 2022. Tiger Pride Day is coming. Now, I know that there's a bunch of classes out there that you didn't probably register yet. Just remember, you don't procrastinate, baby. The deadline for registration for your class, whether it be class of 1960, a class of 2020, a class of 1991, 1992, whatever your class is. Registration deadline is going to be January the 14th of 2022. Again, January the 14th is a registration deadline. If you want more information about Tiger Pride Day and all the details about the historical high school, and let me say this right, the historical, the oldest African-American high school in these United States of America, is Jones High School in Orlando, Florida. Go to joneshigh.com. Again, Tiger Pride Day, baby. February the 5th, 2022. Yo, show your orange and green and show your Tiger Pride. You're gonna get out there, have a table for your class. If you're interested in becoming a vendor, reach out to my girl, the Booster Club president, Keisha Baker Williams. Again, check out joneshigh.com for more information. So, bro, going back to this topic about your gifts. So, I'm sorry. I'll just pick up where I left off, baby. And it's basically saying that ultimately, looking at this scripture, and those y'all old heads out there, y'all know this scripture. And this is the NIV. I'm just going to read it again for you. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It's for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Right. So my brother, what's your thoughts on that scripture, man?
That's a good scripture, James. My thoughts on it is that, number one, just the translation of it, because it really said, for those that don't know, don't read the Bible, whatever, but the simple translation, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, God's basically saying, just ask me. You know, what do you, you don't need to go too far. You know, just ask me. I'm in control of the living and the dead, you know, the time, Alpha and Omega. Like, I got everything from the Ruta to the Tuna. So whatever you need to know, just ask me, you know. And that's really the some parts that a lot of people just miss is just ask them. Get out in prayer. Get serious. Put your cigarettes away. Stop the weed smoking. Get focused and ask them what you're supposed to be doing.
Keep
and
it real. I promise
he will reveal it to you. He will definitely reveal it to you. I think that's a huge part. You know, following behind that scripture with you, James, also is, I was thinking, one of my favorite ones is Proverbs 29:22. It says, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will not serve before kings, but he will serve before kings, but he will not serve before obscure men. And basically, when you see somebody who is so stinking skilled at what they do, they're not meant to be under a bow or a cup, or, you know, it's meant to be signed out to the world. So that's another thing why we're not trying to waste our gifts. And God's got scriptures on that too, when you waste your gifts. But just on a basic one-on-one, you know, Jeremiah, like you say, with the just asking God, because he makes things so clear. He gives us our resources to do our gifts. He makes them available for you to use it. Your gift is, your gift will make room for you. As the Bible means, I can't remember what scripture that is right off the bat, but I know it's, you know, that your gifts, God will make room, your gift will make room for you. And it's basically whatever you're trying to do. And it's, it don't have to take months. Sometimes you've already been doing it. Just a skill, or it could be a craft or something that you're very talented at. People have been like, yo, you ought to be using that. I give you a perfect example. There was a lady that came in, you know, that I picked up one time. I work at a job also where I do driving and transportation. And I had an older lady in my car. I gave her a call, let her know I was coming to pick her up. And right off the bat, when I picked, you know, gave her a call, so I was on my way, she had this voice like a Hallmark card, you know, just sweet as molasses, you know. And I was like, what? Extraordinary voice. And you know, when I picked her up, humble beginnings, in a humble area where she was at, not, you know, not really in the up area, but, you know, when she got in the car, you know, she's a thin lady, but when she spoke, I'm like, this is the lady's voice. This is really her. And I'm like, man, I had to sit her down. I had to, like, let her know, like, man, you have an amazing voice. You've done anything with that?
Wow.
She said, oh, it's so funny that you mentioned it. Everybody always tells me that. And I was just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, seeing the gifts, man.
She ain't even realized, like, in the opposite. So all her life, people have been telling her, you got a great voice. You got to do something with it. Here I am reminding her again. God be always trying to bring you back to the back of the bus, you know, so you got to keep riding that bus until you get it. And I hope that the conversation I had with her helped her to see that, man, you need to be doing this. Like, this is a gift. Like, seeing your voice say that, being that I work, you know, with animation at Disney and whatnot, you know, some of these guys, you know what they're kind of looking for. And so I was like, well, report it and send it out to DreamWorks, Disney, Pixar, all these guys, and see who answers. Let God take care of the details as far as who's going to answer. But do your part. Record it and send it out. And you'd be surprised. I told her I had to really help her give it an imaginative idea of, like, listen, picture you on a, I said, picture you, the voice becomes a character. The character is big on a film, a Disney, Pixar, whatever, DreamWorks film. And to the point that you're like, okay, this is a semi-world premiere. They're doing a red carpet, and you get to invite all your grandkids on the red carpet with you. How would that look? She was smiling, excited. I was like, that's what you need to be thinking.
Exactly,
that
bro.
That is great. You know, and they all be so proud of their grandma, who used her voice. She doesn't speak. They've been blessed with it their whole lives, because all they know, grandma always speaks to us. But their grandma took her level, and then it would help them to want to up their game. If grandma could do this, wow, that sets some, because grandma's going to know people in the industry, and now there might be somebody coming up after her, and if it's her kids, descendants of her, most likely somebody else might have the skill too, and you can help them get where they need to be.
example, bro, of like you seeing something in somebody, and then you're basically kind of helping to plant that seed so that they can see it as well if they haven't even acted on it. But you see, when I do look at sometimes when you look at scriptures, you kind of like little small things pop out at you, and the thing that it says here is that, and not to harm you, and this is what God is speaking to us, right? You know, but bro, here's something that I'm gonna put out for the LO fam and for us to kind of have a little deeper conversation on. But what about the haters? You see, God is declaring that he's not gonna harm us, but what about the haters and the naysayers? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you think from your experience in being in the arts and all that you do? And I'm pretty sure you had your share of haters and naysayers, but
yes,
what do you think comes to mind? Like, how do you navigate the storm? Because I'm gonna speak from the heart. And spiritually, it's a storm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the different seasons that we're in. So when you hit that particular season that gets kind of stormy, like, and somebody's like, who you think you are? Like, you, so what? You can draw. My sister know how, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, they hating on you, bro. Like, what do you think?
I get it. I'd be happy to answer that. Yeah, man. Great question. So I would say, James, that it's like when you are focused on your goal, your dream, your gift, that when you stay focused, no matter how they're coming at you, eventually, like a storm, storms die down until the point there is no more. Because storms are just series of clouds or weather that happens in a compassive area.
That's deep, bro.
Away further and further away until it's no more. And then all you get is just the sunny days. So when naysayers, they kind of come at the same thing. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. So naysayers come at the same way. They talking loud because the storm is right over your head or in your area. But the thing is what the part that we need to be repentant of is like, are we going to keep hanging around the storm? Are we following the storm now?
Yeah, bro.
Forward. We follow the storm, then we're going to constantly be in the lightning and the storm, that depending on how deep you are. But if you would just stay focused, the storm is going to pass by. Eventually, the next day is going to get more quieter and quieter until you don't hear them no more. And
they fall to the... Let me translate what you just spit. And what I just kind of took in and what I'm saying. And I see from what you stated that at times we, in our seasons, sometimes we need to kind of choose who we surround ourselves with. Is that kind of a good way to kind of look at it? Like,
or what's distracting you? Because, you know, Satan is all about the distraction. Like, I'm going to put this, and you go, and you get these things getting in your ear. Mm-hmm. And then it starts changing your direction. Now you're pivoting on, and not in the right direction. Now you're pivoting toward the storm, and before you know, you in it, and you never get out of it because now you just got caught up, as opposed to if you were staying focused on the line and do your part, do what you need to do, stay in your lane, as they say. Keep driving. Let the storm pass you by till it falls to the back, till it's seven cities deep behind you. You're no longer going to hear it. It'll keep going because there'll be other storms coming.
they start lining up like they're taking a number, like they're waiting at the DMV,
right? It's like, hey, storms coming, and you ain't trying to have two or three, four storms. You holding on to one, and then you about to run into another one. You gotta let it. They said you either going in it, or you either coming out of a storm, going into one, or you in it.
That's very true, bro.
Yeah,
that is very true. Yeah, see, that's the thing, you know. I always look at the bigger picture, and just like you said, and just picking up the person and talking with them and seeing that, I think at times as well, from a deeper level spiritually, that sometimes people see your gift, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they see a different gift. And then you got those that want to be God and want to mold you into what they think. Mm-hmm. You see, and then your gift. say that again, bro. Say that again.
They don't be knowing nothing. That's the thing. They're just speaking from their point of view. And what is their point of view?
Yes.
You know, what's their perspective? You know, as men of God, as we are called to be first and foremost, we're always Jesus spoken first. Jesus focused first, you know what I'm saying, and all of that. So we say keep our eyes on the prize. Just like you say, all the other stuff will fall to the back. And like some naysayers, haters, people that want to be that say negative things. You got the quick comments that people say something quick, nasty. That could be like a quick lightning. Oh, you trying to get me with that?
What's that? What's that scripture? What's that scripture, bro? You said what? Quick to listen. Slow to speak.
Yeah.
What's that scripture?
I can't remember which one it is. You might get me on the phone, but I do remember the line. It's be quick to listen. Slow to speak.
Where's it? Hold on. We gonna pull that. See, this is technology, baby. So y'all just gonna have to chill out.
Quick to listen, slow to speak. Simply put, you know, that's where the unique part of it was about why God gave us two ears and one mouth. Listen, you can hear it twice on one left and the right side. In case you missed it on the left, you got the second one. And then you got the mouth. It's like all you need is one mouth to say what you need to say. But the mouth is so powerful. You know, as the Bible describes it as an oar, it can turn an entire boat, you know, a ship, USS Carrier. It's powerful. It's a rudder. It's considered a rudder.
The thing. You're following somebody, and it's like, wait a minute. And you know what? And I think because we talked about this before, that's why it's kind of staring me in the face. That let me get to my NIV. I want to get my NIV. Give me a second, bro. Give me a second. I got it. I just want to spit it in NIV. Let me see here. NIV. What my NIV? NIV. So it says, come on now, baby. Internet's supposed to be fast. Why is it going so slow? So this is what a brother is speaking, and what came to my heart. James 1:19. And I'm spitting the NIV. So it says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to what? To listen. And slow to speak and slow to become angry.
Yes.
So sometimes, my brothers and sisters out there, when you are seeing somebody's gift, sometimes you may have the right intentions. Hear me out on this now. You may have the right intentions that you want to say, oh my God, man, you should be, or somebody else's, like it was a pit and a bone, and say, oh no. No, you should follow what I'm saying because God, wait. So God is telling you what I should be following? So he's not telling me? You see where I'm coming from?
Right. I get this, my gift, right? I'm the one doing this, right?
But wait, it became their gift. But see, I just wanted to touch on that because I know that brothers and sisters face that on a regular basis where they're at a crossroads. Do I listen to XYZ that's telling me about my gift, maybe? Or do I pray and fast and listen to God? You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's that cloudy piece that we just kind of always come across, bro. And it's deep. I mean, we can talk about this topic for the whole show for the whole month if we want to.
It's so extraordinary that when you use your gifts, I know the scriptures talk about that, you know, when you use it, God will give you 10 more, you know. And then he also says, when you don't use it, he'll take it away and give it to somebody who has 10. Not only are you going to lose it, but people may interpret different ways that it might not mean necessarily lose it, but it means definitely dormant when it's not doing nothing. And we know what happens to muscles. And that's how you got to look at a gift. It's like a muscle. That if you don't work it out, you know, it's going to atrophy. It starts getting, you know, it don't move as quick, it's slow, it's fat, lazy. It don't do much, as opposed to a lean muscle that's ready to work. You know, like our legs is always ready to go. We know we stop using our legs after a while. You know, you're going to be tired, heavy, you know, and the thing, it works the same way. It's a muscle, and it's a blessed muscle. You know what I'm saying? It's a gift. It can shape your whole world, you know, what you do. And we want to use it to his glory, you know, definitely. Because number one, he ain't give it to you for no reason. There's always a purpose behind it. There's a world to be saved. I remember this one pastor mentioning that, you know, look for your fishing hole. You know, as, you know, men and women of the kingdom is just looking, you know, find your fishing hole. That means your gift could be fishing. It could be art. It could be singing. It could be. But the thing is, there are people in that arena that don't know the Lord. So,
You said it, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I'm that man. I'm just gonna go from top and bottom. So I think we just talked about the middle. But see, this is how God does this. He say, "Oh, I'm gonna slap you with this with scripture and y'all topic." But bro, you said the word birth, and I'm just gonna go backwards and go forward. And what I mean by that, bro, I'm gonna pass it to you, man. I want you to read the NIV version of what we just said, and I'm gonna read the NLT, and then you close out the King James, and start at 18, and then include
what verse? 20. What verse?
Start at 18, baby. It's what funny verse? How this.
What scripture? I'm sorry. What scripture?
We in the same place. My apologies, brother. James 1.
James, okay. Let me
so we gonna hit 18 because we talked about 19 in depth. But it's funny that you said the word birth, and that's what just kind of just sits out, and it's like, wow, bro.
James 4.
Give me a second. Put my right specs. James 1, 18 through 20.
I mean, I'm on the paper version. Y'all still use paper out there, LO fam, right? You gotta check these days, the technological Christians. just kidding, man.
It's like pulling up a 2 seconds. I got it already.
Right.
Well, dang, I'm trying to turn my page. Why are you there already?
118, right?
Yes, sir. James all 1, right. 18.
I'm there. 118 through 20. Yeah, I can read it, James 118 through 20, real quick. How about I and just read on the truth? It looks like it's all in the one here.
That's beautiful, bro.
Okay, so it says James 118 over 116. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above. That's amazing. Coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. And then it goes on, verse 19, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. And I'm going to stop it right there.
No, it's all good, bro. It's all good.
The other parts is good, too. 22 is good, but I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there right now that you comment on that one. But, yeah, very good stuff here, man, and a lot to chew on when you read it. And of course, they have breakdowns in here. I'll let you speak on it. I'll read through this real quick and just maybe comment a little on it. But, yeah, man, good stuff.
It just opens the door to truly understanding that we are wonderfully and perfectly made, and there is no flaws within us. We may find a flaw, or somebody else may find a flaw, but truthfully, you know, I'm not talking about sin. See, that's a difference. We can talk about a different topic. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the way that God made you and the gifts that God has given you. And maybe you haven't tapped into those gifts yet. Or maybe you have, and you're in a season that you're trying to figure out what's the best way to hone in on this craft or this skill set. But the key that I want my LO family to keep in mind and understand, that just like you took it even further from the birth and you said, slap him with a stick, baby. 16, say, don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. I mean that's laying the foundation in regards to, say, haters, naysayers, go on about your business. You know, I don't don't come at what's the old phrase back in the day? Talk to the hand. Is that it? Talk to the hand. Cause see, it says, then whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down from us, from God, our Father.
Right.
Who created all the lights in heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. See, that is so deep that you can sit back and have a whole TV show about 16 through 17.
Right. Yeah.
You can. But the key is Savior is like he chose to give birth to us, and by giving us his true word, and we out of all creation became his prized possession. Can't touch this, baby. Don't be trying to dance like MC Hammer and put on those parachute pants. Right. but you need to have that in your spirit and understand that this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Right now, we talking about gifts. We can talk about anger on a different topic later, but come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all that's hating each other around the world with whatever reason, fill in the blank yourself. Come on. Because it don't produce righteousness. How you lifting somebody up to hate up on somebody, right?
Right, right.
You ain't right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was sitting there thinking about the one right before, you know, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak. Such mm-hmm. a big one, too. I actually found a little something I could share on that, James.
Yes,
you know, a little breakdown on it. It says, when we talk too much or listen too little, we communicate to others that we think our ideas are much more important than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
James wisely advises us to, not you, James, per se. It just says in the book of James. The book of James wisely advises us to reverse this process. That's a good one, to reverse this process. Put a mental stopwatch on your conversations and keep track of how much you talk and how much you listen. When people talk with you, do they feel that their viewpoints and ideas have value? And I want to say to the LO fam, that's what we want to promise to you guys, that we want to be able to listen to you, which is why we came up with the name Listen Orlando, so we can hear your ideas and not be so quick to speak, but be quick to listen to what you have to say and then respond accordingly. But rightly, of course. So I'd say that would be our promise to you guys, to the LO fam out here. So
that's right, bro. That's right, man. And adding to that, as you guys are listening to us, and there's gonna be some we two brothers that we're disciples, we walk the walk, we got talents that God has given us, we try to see and do the right things, and the key is this, man, that this is going to be a format that's for us, for our people, for our community. And we want to hear your voice. So you can go out there to anchor.fm/listenOrlando. And you'll see a little link there. If you want to kind of drop us a little note and give us some, give us a little feedback, leave us a little message, you know, kind of like Orange County, leave a message for the schools. You know, say, hey, your kid wasn't showing up, or there's a sickness going on, or whatever the case. Drop us a little ditty, and then we can come back and listen to it. Maybe we may include it in the show. Maybe we may talk about something along those lines. And we'd like to keep it real. I mean, I'm by far, I love this. This is a great format. People already know, oh, they got to get the gab. We got to talk. You got that boy. Yeah, it's all good, baby. I'm doing what God is telling me to do. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me throw the scripture back. Go read James. Go read the whole book of James. And go read it out if you want to understand. But that being said, bro, let me throw this out there. I like to tie in. Where are my boys going to be, man? I mean, I know right now we got jingle bells happening. This is the sit back, throw your hands up, and we glorify the birth of Jesus. And you know, whether if of course, along the lines of that basically pretty much is December and we're rocking and rolling. But where is Sabian going to be? Where are you going to be at, baby?
Yeah, that's, yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, first off, as those that do know me, I draw a lot of, I do a lot of commission work, and I'm sitting here drawing right now while I'm sitting here talking to you guys. So I'm always multitasking, and I got some commissions I got to finish up today. And but I would say coming up, I just had a I just did a some art cover, some cover arts for a book. For this is vampire book, if you would, to be funny, because normally that wouldn't be something I would gravitate to, but I actually read the book. That was actually a pretty good story. And I did some cover art for a vampire book called Stake. And it's just cover art, and I didn't do the actual art for the whole book, but I'll be with the guys who created the book. Is the writer's name is David Byrne, and I'm totally forgetting the artist's name. Oh, goodness gracious. The girl that actually is drawn on the book. If I can find it, I'll give you her name here really quick. But we'll be there live at the Collective in Altamont Springs, which is a comic book shop there. And we'll be there pretty much from, I would say, from 11 o'clock till night, till 6, just signing. So I'll be doing a live signing. If you guys want to come out and meet me face-to-face, and I'll
be amazing. When it's going to be, bro? When it's going to be? What date that's going to be? So everybody,
that's going to be January 8th. That's going to fall on a Saturday. January 8th. Saturday morning, January 8th on a Saturday. And it'll be a nice little early, bright morning. We'll be there just signing books. And they'll be signing, and I'll be signing. So it'll be a triple sign. And if I can find this girl that did the writing on this book, or just the drawing. Okay, her name is, I just found it.
It's all good, bro.
Give me a second here. Let me get her full name correct. Fatima, I have not had a chance to meet her yet. I will soon. I'm going to try to give her a call today. She's from France.
Oh, sweet.
And she's an amazing artist. But the writer is David A. Byrne, artist Francesca Fantini. And I'll be there as a cover artist. The guy who did the cover art for it. So it's a type of thing where you do comic books. After you've done 5 books at a certain, it's considered like a volume at that point. Mm-hmm. And we call it a trade paperback. And then, so they need art for a trade paperback. And then you do another 5 or maybe 6 through 10. And then that's another 5 or 11. And then that's like a volume 2, and then it'll be art for that. I'm not sure if I'll be doing that one, but the first one is being done, and they accepted it. David Byrne loved it. So we're going to be out there signing books live at the table there at the Collector. Come by and check us out. Man, check us out, LR fan. We appreciate you. And I'll have some paper out there, so I'll be drawing a little. I'll draw a couple. I might throw some Disney characters your way. You might get some free drawings. I'm just saying.
That's what's up. Well, hey, man, bro, I definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate that, man, and sharing. Sure. Where is Savion? So just keep it in mind, future reference. That's going to be a little segment that we're going mm-hmm. Hey, this is my boy, and wherever he's going to be and showcasing his talent and doing what he does, it's all good. And just keeping that on the forefront. And ultimately,
James, let me share one more thing that's coming up, too, that I didn't even mention yet. Also, it's going to be a mural party, so to speak, that's coming up in February. I think around, I want to say the 6th, 2022, February 6th, around there. Come back and let you know on that one. But I know I have to turn in a mural idea to Sam Flax, which is a local comic art store here in Orlando. By January 29th, I got to send an idea to them. And then hopefully they're going to be just fine. A whole lot of artists is going to be sending ideas. And if I make it, then we actually get to do the art live. And it's going to be a huge event. In fact, we'll invite everybody to it once we get closer around that time. But it's going to be an art party. They're going to be DJing. Artists from all over Orlando and other places of Florida will be there. And it'll be a live like art jam. And everybody's doing a mural. It's going to be like maybe 8-9 murals done in one day.
Wow.
Live. And last time I went to it, I was drawing live, just hanging out. I didn't get to do the mural part, but I was drawing live in front of people, giving out art. It was crazy. It was cool.
And, that's cool, bro.
So you got artists and music there, DJs. It's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
That's excellent, bro. And then more on these different events and where you can actually find Savion. Definitely, of course, you can visit Savion. Website is artbysavion.com. Yes. And then, of course, we're going to flood social media, and you'll see everything that's out there, baby. It's just,
yeah, you'll keep us
keeping you in the know. And just looking at everything and just kind of, I'm saying to close out this, I call this is the maiden voyage, the first show to kind of end us out in a beautiful way. I just want to close it out in a prayer. And this is the thing, people. Y'all gonna listen to different shows, y'all gonna see different shows, but I tell you, you ain't gonna find anything like this. Just keep that in mind. Nice. I'm just gonna roll out with the fact, very simply, making this happen. And then, yeah. I gotta remove my hat. See, I'm old school, baby. You can't pray with traffic gag. Let me remove my hat.
Yes. Me too.
And I'm gonna start us out, bro. And I'm so sorry because I just said I'm gonna start us out, but bro, let me ask you: you gonna dial up or you gonna hang up? How you gonna do that?
You know what? I'll hang up. I'll hang up.
That works, bro.
You take the dial up.
That works.
All right.
Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we just humbly come before you today to say thank you for this maiden voyage, this re-up in this show, and it's all about just expression and connection. And making sure that you are in the forefront because we're not false. We're going to be real. We're going to keep it real. If it was live on some other network and you wanted to turn a dial, that's on you. It's all good. But this is what you're going to get when you come in here, that we're going to pray and we're going to glorify who put us where we at. And I just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for family. Thank you for connections. Thank you for all that we do. I thank you for the roots of this city and all. And how we're doing everything with the brand of Grace Jordan. Of course, we're covering the African-American or the Black and the Hispanic community up in Orlando and Birmingham and Durban, South Africa. In three places, baby. That's what the focus is. Our communities and connecting us together. Just give us the strength, your grace, and your wisdom. And we're so grateful for all that you do and continue to do. This in your son Jesus' name we pray. Big up to the GOD. Amen.
Amen, brother. Father God, our almighty King, gracious and powerful Dad, we come before you, Father, and just thank you for the opportunity like this to be able to reach out to a new LO fam, Father God, just to do something amazing, Father God, in this community with the people here, Father, and also with to reach out to musicians, to artists, to those that's trying to understand more about their gifts, what the subject was today, and just understand that God wants to use you, use us, Father God, to make an impact to this world out here, Father. I pray for continued on our prayer for families, those, Father, for this Christmas, this holiday, those that are celebrating, to just be safe, take care of us, not get all haywire and caught up on the shopping like that. I know things have changed so much, and miss our Toys R Us days, Father, but we're grateful that we able have jobs to be able to shop, Father. I pray for those that are still looking for jobs, Father. I pray for those who know they need to work and they are not, but choosing not to. Lord, that you'll humble their hearts, Father. You say you don't work, you don't eat. And Father, we pray for just grace and abundance and of your love and your wisdom, Father, in each and every one of us. We love you so much, Lord. Thank you for this time together, and thank you for my brother James, Father God, for making this all happen as well. And we pray all this in your mighty son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, bro, I'm going to go ahead and just get up out of here, man, and I'm going to say this, and this is from the heart. Check it out. Yo, fam, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Peace.
So true. Peace.
What's up, people? Good afternoon. It's time for Pokey and Them. Yeah, a little something new, a little something different. We spent the last few years, well, more than a few years, doing our marketing research, testing out the Orlando Road Dog, testing out the Listen Orlando, and we have come up with a strategy, a plan, and Everybody know from back in the day who I am. So the best way to resonate and connect is to make an extension of that to today. We gonna have a whole bunch of different folks, guest stars, guest hosts, interviews, keeping it real, just talking about the practicals of life. Just want to say big up to the GOD, like I always have done. And then, of course, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Whether you're a grandma, a father that's by yourself and you got the kids, whatever the case. Moms, take care of us. Moms, care. Moms, have that connection that nobody else has. Same connection we have with God. So, if you don't know, if you haven't paid attention, if you haven't seen, you need to make sure you give a big up to your mom and say Happy Mother's Day. Again, re-up the Orlando Road Dog is now Pookie and Them. It's a Latino Black original. So y'all, all I'm gonna tell you to do is get ready. Check us out at gracejordan.com to get there and click on entertainment and media. Yo, be yourself, because everybody's already taken. For sure. I'm out.